Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's what the poet said. God, God everywhere, but not a Savior in sight. Luther said, God is in the rope, but you'll hang yourself if you try to find him there. He continued to say that God is in the ocean, but you'll drown yourself if you attempt to dive so deep into the waters to discover divinity there. God's presence is elusive, for as the prophet Isaiah says, He is a God, this Savior of Israel, who hides himself. God is omnipresent. There's not an inch of the universe where he is not present, sustaining and upholding his creation. God being everywhere present is not the gospel. He is present also in his wrath, working death and destruction. The scenic mountain stream with its swift currents, so beautiful to behold, has the lethal power to suck a hapless fisherman underneath its currents to a watery death. God is hidden in the water, quenching the thirst of human beings and animals, causing gardens to flourish and deserts to become lush fields. The same God is hidden in the hurricanes, whose indiscriminate waves sweep over villages. You won't get very far meditating on water. There is no certainty in the water, whether it be a gentle stream or a raging river. From the water, you will never know whether God is for you or against you, whether he is your friend or your foe. And so, to paraphrase Luther, when we think of our baptism, we do not ponder the wetness of the water, but the Word of God in the water. The Word of God, which is in the water, is not just any Word of God, but a specific Word of promise. In his initial baptismal sermon on Pentecost, Peter preached that promise from the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It is that name that the Lord Jesus has put into the water when he instituted and established baptism for the making of disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, baptism is not just plain water, but it is water included in God's command and combined with God's Word. God's Word makes baptism what it is. Separated from the Word of God, the water is no different than the water that is out there in the lake. It would be, as the Large Catechism says, a mere bathkeeper's baptism. Baptism is such a great and precious jewel, to use again the language of the Large Catechism, because it is there that the Lord has located his promise. And what does he promise? Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we are given his name to call upon. More promise. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. With his word in the water, Jesus gives you the benefits of his redeeming death. In the Creed's second article, we confess that Jesus Christ, true God, and also true man, has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his own holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. Now that work of Christ for you is given to you in baptism, where baptism works exactly what the second article of the Creed proclaims: forgiveness of sins, rescues from the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. So, when you say, "I am baptized," you are in fact saying, "Jesus died for me." That is what the words and promises of God declare. You belong to him, for he died to snatch you out of the grasp of those tyrants and kidnappers, sin which would enslave, the devil who accuses your conscience day and night, and death which strips you of life with God. In baptism, he has put his name on you. You belong to him, and you have his promise. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The waters of baptism are soon dried, but this promise of God will never evaporate, for the word of the Lord endures forever. Listen to the Large Catechism. Thus you see plainly that baptism is not a work that we do, but it is a treasure that God gives and faith grasps. Just as the Lord Christ upon the cross is not a work but a treasure placed in the setting of the word, and offered to us in that word, and received by faith. To live in your baptism is to trust that word in life and in death. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, to life everlasting.